Number 13, up from 19. I believe that's the opposite of winnowing the name of the record from Jenny Mitchell on Label Fantastic and Cokes. She is a staff member at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and one of the most important people with regards to Royal City. That's what they call Guelph. Royal City Music used to be in a band called the Bar Mitzvah Brothers. She's performed in all sorts of different projects. She's always doing DIY shows locally in the city as well. She drives, maybe you're familiar with this, Aaron, she drives a bus that is also a performance venue.
I did not know that. I only really knew her as Jenny Omnicord.
Mm-hmm.
So you're educating me right now.
A Renaissance lady. She was one of our Factor keynote speakers at the NCRC 36 that we had here in Abbotsford.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you didn't come. It's okay.
I know. The guilt is weighing on me. Not that much, though. So I would like to hear a band end from this album.
Let's listen to it. On the Earshot 20, Jenny Omnicord, formerly known as now Bird City from Winnowing. 13, up from number 19 on the Earshot 20.
With every stop, a piece would fall into the road right off these walls. We'd hold the wheels against our sides. The highways force their fingers pry, and I would stop to fuel or pee, to see the land surrounding me, and seven would be six, the drummers in the mist. Are harder, the brakes are soft, and I stapled seat belts, but they lift, and the trunk has opened and spilled our bits. And I would stop to stretch and breathe, to see the road turn into trees, and six has turned to five, the keyboards took to flight. Speedometer is spinning and swerving, and I get out to sit in the back, to have a coffee and try to relax. Five has turned to four, the guitar slipped through the door. May the oboe rest in peace. The last one, other than you or me, somehow slipped out when I didn't see. I wish I had a story to say for them, but they just sort of played a bit of everything. Now the car has been returned to the places where things like that are earned, and it's you and I. at the end. Can I call this a band? Or can I call this a band end?
Number 12 this week is Rye, and the album is called Blood. Rye is a project that has morphed since its inception. The original duo lost a member, and Michael Milosh was the one who remained and recruited, let's say, some new band members, and from there has now released this new album, Count to Five. It's been a bit of a journey of broken hearts and love loss, as well as, I think, some work getting a band together, but it's paying off, and they're on number 12 on the charts.
A high debut to be in the top 15 with Blood on Last Gang Records, but it's not even our highest debut this week. Here's Count to Five from Rye on the Earshot 20.
I'm all out of place. It's raining on this race. You're all out of place, my babe. It's written on your face. Bring your songs to me. I'm not afraid to hear them. Bring your songs to me. I'm not afraid to hear them. You kept me waiting. I'll count to five.
Number 11 spot is Destroyer with their latest album, Ken. Dan Baer has been around for over 20 years. He's got 12 full-length albums, and Ken stands up to them as well. What's your story?
Do you have a favorite Destroyer album, Aaron? It's all very diverse and very different.
I don't have a favorite, not because I dislike it, just I don't have a favorite.
My two are 10 years apart. And 10 years ago, too. I don't have a favorite in the last 10 years, but Destroyer's Ruby from 2005-6 and City of Daughters from like 1996 or 7. Those are my two favorite Destroyer albums. They're very, very different. Destroyer's Ruby's kind of like almost Zeppelin-esque in places, and kind of heavy on the solo and the guitaring. And City of Daughters, just like a singer-songwriter, a quirky singer-songwriter type of almost a Daniel Johnson-style album.
I know that one, yeah.
A City of Daughters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. To me, those are the songs that made 1990s Canadian singer-songwriters stand out amongst the others. And of course, he's a member of the New Pornographers. We have a connection here in town in Abbotsford playing our 10th anniversary CIVL live broadcast celebration will be a band, The Warm Amps, that features Tim, a former Destroyer bass player on tours and whatnot. I think, I got to ask him if he did any recordings with them. But he was a member of Destroyer for a while, and he'll be there March 30th at the stage in Mission. So if you're listening in Halifax, come check it out.
That's awesome. We're going to hear Tinseltown Swimming in Blood.
Destroyer number 11 on the Earshot 20.
Tinsel ribbons dancing in the rain. Flowers on the skyline, hey, how is the wine? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. I couldn't see, I was blind. Off in the corner doing poet's work. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. Tinseltown dripping in blood. Tinsel women dancing in the wind. Dead flowers on the skyline. Hey, how was the wine, baby? What comes round's going round again. Now let me tell you about the dream. I had no feeling. I had no past. I was the artist. I was the vast spaces without reprieve. I was a dreamer.